guys, welcome to day two of PodAware, Podfic Fandom. Today you have Bessie Boo,
Petica,
Jenna Pod,
Heard the Owl.
All right, and we're talking about Podfic Fandom. So, first of all, you should all come join Twitter. Okay, no, I lie, I kid. Okay, let's back up. Let's start out with what is Podfic Fandom?
So, I guess for me, it's, I don't know, maybe it's just because I run so many comms, but it's like I see the same names over and over again, and I feel like I know everyone, which clearly doesn't encompass absolutely everyone who creates and everyone who listens, but there's the people that are active all the time, and I love seeing new faces there, and I love seeing old faces, and that to me always kind of feels a little bit like the core of fandom, of Podfic fandom to me.
I mean, I totally agree with you, because I think that, like, I mean, in a lot of ways, I have, like, tons and tons of fandoms, but I feel like I'm, like consuming works and creating works, like Podfics, usually, in a ton of different fandoms, but I often describe as, like, Podfic is my main fandom.
Me too.
Because, like, that's, like, where my community is. That's where the people who, like, all of my friends are largely. That's where, like, the people who I, like interact with on a daily basis and, like, have discussions, like, either in Podfic fandom or, like, adjacent to Podfic fandom somehow. And we talk about all sorts of other fandoms, but, like, that's sort of what's our, like, you know,
connection.
Yeah, totally.
I think Podfic fandom is really interesting because rather than being focused around a thing that you are watching or, you know, a band that you're following or something like that, that's an external thing, it's very internal. It's around a fan work that you're creating. So it encompasses, like you say, many other fandoms within it, but it's an inward looking fandom for that reason, because you're all gathered around this thing that you're making as opposed to an external thing that's made by someone else. Thing you're making is connected to those external things. That makes it a little different in the way that we gather.
And as someone who's incredibly monofanish, it's so weird to me that I have so many friends in fandoms that, like, I've never heard of or never participated in. And I'm so close to these people, even though we don't share, like, canons, but we share this one fandom together.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love most. To me, Podfic fandom is different than regular fandom because I met all of these wonderful people that I never would have met before if we did not have a love of Podfic in common. And so it's really wonderful that I'm able to meet so many wonderful people who are fanish, but otherwise I never would have been able to interact with these people. Like all of you guys. I don't know if we even have any fandoms in common. Maybe we do now, but so that's why I like Podfic fandom most.
Yeah. How did everybody here get started in Podfic fandom?
We're happy to have you.
Yay!
All right, so Heard the Owl, how'd you get in?
Oh, my goodness. How did I get in? I think one year, I'm not sure, not last year, the year before, it was like Kink Bingo. I had volunteers do prizes for, I don't even know. And for one of the people that I did prizes for, like, doing a blackout, requested a podfic, so like, I recorded a fic for them. I don't even remember it wasn't a fandom. I wasn't familiar with it, and of course it got deleted by Mega Upload, so I have no record of it, whatever. Oh. And then I think it was the next year after that, that I was doing King Pingo again, because that pretty much got me into creating fanworks, was that challenge. So I like have to do it every year now. And I really suck at writing. I don't like it. I'm like, it's not fun for me. And so I just decided, eh, whatever, I'll try recording. So I did Podfic, and yeah, of course I recorded like something really ridiculously kinky. It was King Pingo. And then I posted it, and I don't know. I think I followed Dodificus on Dreamwith for like a long time now. She always does like wrecks and stuff before I even like actually talked to her. And he had like wrecked my Podfic, and I was like, holy crap, really? Because like my first one ever, besides that other one that was like, you know, 5 minutes of something I didn't even really know what it was. And it was just so much fun to do. Like, at home, I'm a mom. You guys, you know, I don't even curse. I, like, won't even say, I don't even say, oh, my God, out loud. It's always, oh, my goodness, or oh, my. So when I record Podfic, I record, like, the dirtiest, raunchiest porn.
And we love you for it.
Yes, yes, we do.
So how I actually got involved with Podfic fandom, I'm not sure if it was Awesome Ladies came first, but no. I think it probably was Twitter.
Yeah, because I know the first time that I talked to you was you signed up for informal Twitter Podfic exchange last year.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's how I met everybody, was on Twitter, and then it just was downhill from there. And now it's like every time I see a new Podficker, I'm like, Podficker! And yep. I jump on them. I don't care where they are, if they're like on Tumblr or AO3, because I code for a couple newsletters, and then I like started comms for those fandoms that I'm in, because I want all of the Podficker. And I like attack you. If I see you on AO3 and I've never heard of you, I'm like, oh, you made Podfic. Okay, good. Come to this comm. Come to Twitter, you know?
It's great.
And then it was Awesome Ladies. And then I met, I don't know, there's like 70 different entries. So I got to listen to all of them and it was fun.
So I guess I'm next then. So I found Podfic, period, in like spring of 2010. Then I like downloaded some Podfics, and I was like, oh my God, this Podfic thing is amazing. And my favorite, I've told the story again and again, so I feel like I've told the story to so many people, but and like my favorite Podficker, when I initially started like downloading Podfics, I only downloaded a few of like my favorite like epic length stories that have been podficked, and like half of them were by Revolutionary Joe, and I like loved her voice, I loved her podfics, it was like amazing. And then like 4 months later I went to this local convention, and the moderator of the splash panel was, her name tag said Revolutionary Joe, and so I like went up to her after the panel, and I was like, okay, are you the Revolutionary Joe who posts Podfic on LJ? And she was like, yes, I am. And so I ended up talking with her and a couple, and like that kind of like got me like into the like fandom proper. And then a couple months after that, I posted my first Podfic in like September of that year. And then shortly after that, I'd had a Twitter for years and years and years, but I started I think it was Panika started following me on Twitter. And I didn't, mostly the people on my Twitter before that were just like my real life friends who I kind of kept in touch with that way. But then Panika followed me. And shortly after she followed me, there was like two or three other people from Podfic fandom who I recognized who followed me. So I like followed them back and started talking with them on Twitter. And then all of a sudden, like just Twitter.
So you blaming me for the craziness that is your Twitter feed now? Is that what's happening right now?
You know what? I think that's what's happening here. I think that is legitimately what is. I am blaming you for me on Twitter.
I blame Misha Collins, so.
I also blame Misha for making me go to Twitter.
Uh-oh. He's the reason I got one.
Yeah, no, I already had one. I had one for years. Basically, Panika followed me, and then other Twitter or Podfickers followed me, and then we all started talking with each other, and then, and we were all, like, already talking with each other, but I feel like we were this fairly contained group. Except then
Podaware happened.
And then Podaware last year happened, and I had the Podfic Twitter friending meme. And
that's when everything went insane.
And then shit went nuclear. Basically.
But we want more of that this year, so join Twitter and friend all of us.
Yes. Yes. And now, you guys, there's like this really, really gigantic, really strong community of podfickers on Twitter. And it's kind of incredible. Not going to lie.
Jennapod, how about you tell us about how you got into podfic?
Yeah. Well, I was listening to podfic for quite a while before I was actually creating it. And that was partially because I live in London and I have about an hour commute. And this was like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago now, but there was a time when my commute was, there wasn't enough sitting and I found reading very difficult. So when I discovered podfic, I was like, oh, it's like audiobooks, only even awesomer because it's thick. And I downloaded all this stuff and it was like my constant like tube companion. But, and then at some point I started talking to KLB, like she was basically my favorite podficker going in. And at some point I actually like met her over Twitter or something like that. And she kept trying, she was like really enthusiastic and helpful. And I did the first Awesome Ladies, which was a fest that was run off of a celebration of women that was a kind of comment fic thing. And then months later, they brought it in as a part of Half a Moon, which is a week-long celebration of women on a journal. And they offered, well, KLB and I think Bessie Boo as well, did a thing where anybody could contribute. And you did one of the fics off the Awesome Ladies Fest. So they were all podfic about women, done by women, celebrating awesome fandom women. And they were really easy because they're just short little ones. So they're all, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and in lots of cool random fandoms. So I did about six of those the first year. And I did it again last year too, and really enjoyed it. I think it was a nice low pressure way to start. And I do a lot of challenges. I tend to work well to deadlines. So otherwise I never get things done. I have things moldering on my hard drive that I need to get back around to that I've recorded and only half edited. But if I'm working to a deadline, I have to finish it. So that's great. And I've done Pod Together a lot. That's one of my favorite things. And then various Big Bangs and stuff. And then I got, I guess, Podfic fandom. I just fell into, I mean, I don't know. It's a really inclusive fandom. And if you make enough things, all of a sudden people notice you. And also I was already on Twitter, so that helped. And I just like, once you know one person, they introduce you to 10 more and all of a sudden you're like talking to people. So it's really great that way. I think we are very welcoming of newbies and it's kind of low threatening. Although the sheer wall of enthusiasm can overwhelm you.
I think we have scared at least one or two people off when it was like, oh my God, new podficker alert. And then like 10 people were like, hi, how are you? We love you.
Okay. So I guess it's my turn to give my history.
Yeah, it is.
I discovered.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it was a little amusing.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
So I have the first time I listened to a podfic was either like late 2005, early 2006. And I was kind of like just lying on my bed listening to it. And I was like, huh, that was interesting, and didn't really think about it again until late 2006 when I was doing like data entry at a job and I discovered SGA Podfic and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's like I'm getting paid to listen to fanfic. And I immediately started creating my own, but I decided, well, I have a lot of time to kill. I might as well choose something incredibly long, and managed to get about 5 hours into that podfic before I just gave up on it. And it wasn't until, so I spent a lot of time lurking